moosejawtoday.com. If everything goes according to plan for the Moose Jaw Mustangs this weekend, they'll be coming home with all sorts of hardware from the South Sask Lacrosse League Championship playoffs. Teams across all age divisions are in action in Weyburn this weekend, and for the majority of local squads, odds are very good that they'll be in the hunt for gold medals. In the under-11 division, both the Mustangs Red and Mustangs Black got off to great starts, with Red taking a 7-3 win over the QCMBL Grizzlies and Black downing the Weyburn Trashers 5-2. James Aritz scored 4 times for the Mustangs Black, while Jackson Fellinger had their other goal. The Mustangs Red had a hat trick from Clark Alexander to go along with single markers from Arian Lewison, Peyton Pinnell, Zadie Belfoyle and Boston Olmsted. The Mustangs Red, who put together a 6-7-0 record to finish third in the regular season, now face the Swift Current Rampage later Friday, while the Mustangs Black, owners of a 2-1-1-0 record and 6th-place finish, next take on the QCMBL Crush. Both Moose Jaw teams in the U13 division will be favorites, after the Mustangs Red posted a 9-2-1 record to finish in first place and the Mustangs Black went 8-1-3 to finish second. The Mustangs Red play their first game against the Weyburn Securities Thrashers, 8-5-0, Friday afternoon, while the Mustangs Black take on the QCMBL Vipers, 0-1-2-0. Moose Jaw also finished first in the U15 division, posting a 9-2-1 mark, and they'll open their tournament on Saturday morning against the winner of the Weyburn Youngfellows Thrashers, 5-4-3, and QCMBL Snipers, 2-1-0-0. The U17 division has seen the Mustangs put together a stellar campaign, and they'll be looking to wrap up an undefeated season after putting together an 1-1-0-1 record and outscoring their opposition 125-37 in the process. Moose Jaw opens the U17 playoffs against the QCMBL Chill, 2-9-1, on Friday night, and with a win there will taking the winner of the Swift Current Rampage, 6-5-1, and Weyburn Thrashers, 3-8-1, in the A final on Saturday afternoon. All 4 double knockout tournaments continue throughout the weekend, with championship games on Sunday afternoon in Weyburn.